a great achievement for Shenton, scoring his shirt number of tries. Is that something you'd ever want to try and achieve? Obviously, it's a bit more difficult.
I don't think I could score four ever. I think last time I scored four were like under 12s. No, we'll leave try scoring to Shenton. He had a fantastic game last week and just proves that when you've got someone international class in your team, it shows what he can do.
And really kind of got things going again and stood up as a captain.
Yeah, definitely. He's a great leader. And he just showed that bit of class that got us out of jail, really, because we didn't start the game too well. And I think he lifted the levels, and yeah, we all raised to it.
When you're playing against a team like Hull and Warrington in their current situation, do you have to change your preparation because they're kind of playing catch-up, so they might be a bit more likely to throw out an adventurous ball or something like that?
I think both teams play a bit like that. I know Hull do. They play with a lot of offload, and that's when they're at the most dangerous. And I know Warrington, they play real quick and try to blast you off park, and they play it same, to be honest. So your scramble needs to be good. And yeah, I think we've worked hard this week, and we know what threats they pose. So I don't think you have to do anything too different. You just maybe have to lock a ball up in contact and not allow as many offloads, because when they get offloads and when they get quick, they're a hard team to handle.
Obviously, you weren't involved for a huge amount of time last time the two sides met, but how do you think Castleford have changed since that performance?
I know it was a poor performance from ourselves. The attitude weren't there that day, and no, we've worked hard in training. We've had a few tough sessions, and we've got into each other a fair bit. And I think now we're in these Super 8s, it's got to look different. I think it's a different feel to the competition. I think it's a lot more. Obviously, there's seven games left, so there's a lot more at stake. And I think the games feel a lot more different, a lot more intent, and I think that's what it needs.
You'll probably have had a chance to watch the game a couple of times now against Leeds, Warrington's last time out. What did you make of Sandow? Some people have been giving him a bit of a stick, but obviously it's a very difficult task to jump in the halves.
I think it's an hard task to come in on with seven games left anyway, and know all the team structures. But he's a great player, isn't he? I think I've watched him for a few years. I can remember I didn't get selected in England side, but I wasn't selected to play, but I can remember he was on the opposition side when I was maybe 16, 17, and he's always been. He was fantastic back then. He posed a massive threat, didn't he? But I think they're a massive threat 1-17. It's hard for an halfback to come in on not much notice and make a real impact. But he's a jack in the box player, and he's elusive runner. So he's got like a chip chase in him as well. So you've got to be on your guard. But I think that's 1-17 with Warrington side. I think they pose threats all over.
You mentioned the England side. A few people have mentioned your name throughout the year. How much would that mean to you to get England call up?
Yeah, it'd be massive. I think if you're English, whatever nationality you are, you want to play for your country, and yeah, it'd be something that I'd want to do, definitely. And you just got to keep playing consistently, and hopefully you do enough to get in Steve McNamara's eye line, and hopefully you're in the squad come end of the year. But all I can do is keep working hard and keep playing well as a team, and hopefully that comes.
What do you think's been behind your performances this year?
I'm playing in a great side, to be honest. So I was just speaking earlier about, I think as forwards we're getting a bit of stick earlier on in the year, but I think as forwards have been outstanding. I think the lead from the front, Millington, Lynch, all of them, Massey, they've all been outstanding this year. And yeah, I think you're just playing in a good side, and a well-coached side, well-drilled side, and you just have to. You're just part of a cog that fits in, and it makes my job a lot easier.
And one of those cogs, everyone I've spoke to has kind of been like, at the back of your mind, you're spared on by the fact Ben Roberts could take your place. Is that something you ever think of?
I don't know if you can think of someone taking your place. You just, I know in pre-season we had three halfbacks, and you work hard and we try different combinations, but Benny can play anywhere, to be honest. He's full back, half, anywhere. Play him at hooker. He's just a real talent to have in your squad, and like you say, I'd like to prefer him on my side than against.
Who do you think's been the best half so far this season in your eyes throughout the competition?
tough question. I don't know. I don't think no one stand out. I think Brophy obviously is. I think Brophy's been outstanding. He's I think he's the best English, or is he Scottish? I don't know. English or Scottish? I think Mike Smith's great. Milo's coming into a bit of form now. We've got. I don't think not one stood out, but I think we've got a lot of good English halves in the league.
Both you and Sneed had a 100% kicking record on Karen. What day was she played now? But have you been putting extra practice into kicking at this stage, or is it just the same as normal?
Nah, it's just you've got to just do practice how you practice all year round. Nothing changes now. I've kicked up since I was a kid. I remember Sinfield teaching when we were like 16. I'm probably younger than that, maybe 15. I remember doing a few kicking sessions with Sinfield, so that was good. But I just think you do the same as what you've done the rest of the year. Nothing changes just because it's a bigger game. You just got to hold your nerves, and hopefully you just do what you do in practice, and it comes to fruition.
What's going to be the key to getting the points this time round?
I think we need a massive start. Starts real big against Warrington because they come out all guns blazing. Just got to keep in the game. I mean, we're 12-0, 10-0 down after a few minutes against Hull. We can't afford that. We just need to keep in the game, and we complete our sets and execute like we know we can. I think we'll be too good for them.